It's Monday, February 20th, 2017 AD. This is a special edition of The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. On Saturday, Norma McCorvey, the woman who first became known as Jane Roe in the infamous 1973 Supreme Court abortion case Roe v. Wade, died at the age of 69. She crossed paths with Reverend Flip Benham, who founded the Dallas chapter of Operation Rescue back in 1988. After Benham succeeded Randall Terry as national director of Operation Rescue in 1994, he confronted McCorvey at a book signing of her autobiography entitled I Am Roe. He told her that she was, quote, responsible for the deaths of over 33 million children, unquote. The Worldview spoke with Pastor Benham about McCorvey's initial hostility towards him.
We were in Dallas, Texas at Aware Women. That was an abortion mill that Miss Norma worked at. And we go out there on a number of occasions. She just became a great antagonist. She'd leave messages on my answering machine like, well, we're cooking barbecued babies today. You want some? You know, stuff like that.
6 months later, he opened Operation Rescue's national headquarters next to the abortion mill where McCorvey was working at the time. While she initially resisted any contact, McCorvey eventually started to talk to Benham during her smoking breaks.
It wasn't long before she began to warm up toward us. Two little girls were daughters of my administrative secretary, Chelsea and Emily, would go out and invite her to church and be nice, and Miss Norma really cottoned up to them. Things began to change, and we both liked Beach Boys.
In fact, it was during one friendly banter that McCorvey goaded Benham, saying, quote, what you need is to go to a good Beach Boys concert, unquote. Benham answered, quote, Miss Norma, I haven't been to a Beach Boys concert since 1976, unquote. McCorvey later reported that this seemingly innocuous response shook her to the core, and that quite suddenly, Benham became human to her. The Dallas pastor eventually challenged McCorvey to consider an Old Testament verse that changed her life.
It wasn't long before I sat with Norma right outside of that abortion mill. She said, you know, I'm just pro-choice. And I said, you know, God is pro-choice. And I took her to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Now, choose life so that you and your children may live and that you might learn to love the Lord your God and to fear him always, for the Lord is your life. That was her verse. And when she saw that and said, God, well, he is pro-choice, but he wants us to choose life, bells began to go off in her head.
After a life of sinful living, Norma McCorvey was finally ready to ask God to cleanse her.
And it was about 2 months later that we had the wonderful opportunity to lead her to Jesus. She asked for God to cleanse her of all of her sins. She repented of her lifestyle that was just destroying her, lesbianism, drugs, sex. And so the poster child of the pro-choice movement, Jane Roe, jumped right into the arms of Jesus as Norma McCorvey. That's who she really is, not that false name Jane Roe. And she began to be a living parable for the lives of these little baby boys and girls.
Even though McCorvey never had an abortion herself, she felt the shame and the heavy weight of responsibility for the 30 million children who had been aborted as a result of her Roe v. Wade Supreme Court case at that juncture. To be sure, that was a demonstrable emotional burden.
She would say to me, Flip, I see these empty playgrounds and I feel so ashamed of what I've done, that there are children that are not here because of what I did. And I feel just so ashamed. And I pointed her to Psalm 34, verse 5, which says, those that look to the Lord will be radiant. Their faces will never be covered in shame. And it was just like freedom for her. And so now for the past 22 years, she has been the most eloquent voice for these preborn children. And her life, now she's gone. She's in that great cloud of witnesses. She's there with Bernard Nathanson. He was the founder of NARAL, and he gave his heart to Christ. And Sandra Cano, the Mary Doe of Doe versus Bolton, all of them that were probably the most instrumental entity to issue us into Roe versus Wade are now in the great cloud of witnesses together, and their lives leave us a pattern that it's our turn now. We've got to run our race. The gates of hell will not prevail against the Church of Jesus Christ, and we don't need to wait for a president or a Supreme Court or a Congress. We simply need to live out our faith as they did and be a voice for the voiceless, and God himself will do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or imagine, and this whole abortion holocaust is going to come to an end because the Church of Jesus Christ rose up.
Benham told The Worldview that he remembered the moment when McCorvey professed Christ publicly for the first time, followed by baptism.
Well, Norma McCorvey gave her heart to Christ on August the 3rd at Morris Sheets Church. We were all there sitting with her in the church, and she went up to the altar. Now, she had confessed Jesus before, but this was her first public confession. I was thinking that Morris Sheets would be the one to baptize her, but she wanted me to baptize her, and I thought, well, that's a privilege. She trusted me. She had faith in me. We baptized her in that swimming pool, and so we knew that this was a very special event, and we wanted to make sure that everyone knew that abortion is preeminently a gospel issue. And everything that changed Norma's politics was the fact that Jesus was in her heart.
Pastor Benham explained in greater detail why Norma McCorvey wanted him to baptize her.
Norma McCorvey asked me to baptize her in a neighbor's pool because she had always viewed us as enemies, and she viewed me as her greatest enemy. But what she began to find out as we worked in the streets and we were working right next to her and people were going out and sharing the gospel and giving moms a real choice that were coming into the abortion mill where she worked at, and her views about us began to change. And she found out that not only were we not her enemies, but we were her very best friends, that we weren't like those Vassar yup-yup pro-choice ladies like Patricia Ireland and Kate Michaelman, who really were always ashamed of her because she was a girl from the other side of the track. She was lost in drugs. She attempted suicide. She was in a lesbian relationship, and it was all an embarrassment to them. But to Jesus, he got right into the mess of her life through us. We were the ones privileged to be there through us. And he said, I love you. And he scooped her up and said, I don't care about Jane Roe. You are Norma McCorvey. You are my child. And he cleansed her. She knew that we were her very best friends, that we cared about her and didn't want anything from her. And with that kind of honesty, all walls were broken down and she was set free.
Benham gave the exclusive story to ABC News.
So we got Peggy Waymire, who was the religious correspondent for ABC News, and gave them the exclusive for Peter Jennings to break that news August 12th of 1995. They covered the story, and they did it right. They made sure that this was not just some political shift and somebody using Norma McCorvey, just like the pro-aborts used her, to espouse their cause, that now the pro-lifers would do the same thing. We didn't do that. We made sure that Jesus got all the glory and that he was the one that made the change in her life. And he is the one that has the power to change hearts of people and the heart of a nation.
Benham recounted that earth-shaking ABC Evening News story about Norma McCorvey's conversion to Christ, at which point she renounced her Roe v. Wade legacy.
What we had was pictures of Norma by an empty playground. She was thinking about the kids that weren't there because of what she did. We see Norma praying in church. We see Norma being baptized. It was just great because what it showed us is that the gospel of Christ is powerful.
Norma McCorvey was not the only Dallas abortion mill staffer who came to faith in Christ.
Six other staffers at the abortion mill, aware women in Dallas, Texas, gave their hearts to Christ also. It wasn't just Miss Norma. It was so dangerous that Jasper Alawalia, who was the abortionist, made them sign a disclaimer that they would not associate with people from Operation Rescue, nor become friends with them. To do so would result in termination of duty. He made him sign that because he was losing so many people. We were winning people to Christ almost daily. It was just a great opportunity to see when the Church of Jesus Christ gets to the gates of hell, we win.
While the mainstream media outlets will no doubt miss the big story as they reflect on Norma McCorvey's life, Benham summarized it perfectly for The Worldview.
She was on the wrong side of history. Now she's on the right side of history. She was on the wrong side of eternity. And now she's on the right side of eternity. And now she is a part of the church triumphant. She's run her lap of the race. And we're proud of her.
Order the moving story of Norma McCorvey's journey from sexual sin and her Supreme Court abortion case to her Christian conversion in the biography entitled Won by Love. The Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade speaks out for the unborn as she shares her new conviction for life. In other news, an Egyptian Coptic Christian schoolteacher named Gamal Taufik, 50, was gunned down by suspected ISIS militants as he made his way to the school where he teaches. According to Christian Today, Taufik was targeted by the militants, who followed him by motorcycle and shot him in the head as he made his way to the Northern Sinai School. Taufik's murder marks the second Christian killed in under a week. The majority of Egypt's population is Sunni Muslim, while Christians account for about 10% of the population. CNN reports that Vice President Mike Pence told world leaders on Saturday that the United States will stand firm against Moscow while also seeking avenues for cooperation as he aimed to calm European fears about U.S.-Russian ties.
And know this, the United States will continue to hold Russia accountable, even as we search for new common ground, which, as you know, President Trump believes can be found.
But Pence's posture was met abruptly by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who said at the same conference that the West's dominance of world affairs is ending. Quote, the U.S. cannot be the only power. We don't want Russia to be seen as less important. We want mutual respect to recognize the global needs, unquote. The dueling messages came during a security summit in Munich, Germany, where leaders are eagerly looking for clues about how the new U.S. administration will broach Russia's persistent challenges to international law. The NFL is trying to intimidate the state of Texas. Upset with Senate Bill 6, sponsored by Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, which would require that everyone use the public bathroom of their, quote, biological sex, unquote, the NFL is threatening not to award future events like the Super Bowl to the Lone Star State, reports the Christian Post. Texas Governor Greg Abbott and the Houston-based U.S. Pastor Council had two words for the NFL, butt out. The Pastor Council said, quote, we demand to know what role the NFL has in dictating the values of Texas, interfering with something outside of regulating their own sport and placing our women and children in harm's way to give preference to 0.1% who are confused about their gender. If the NFL's values include requiring that men can use women's restrooms, we have a special message for the commissioner and Mr. McCarthy. Pastors of every color and every corner of this state are declaring that we choose mothers over money, daughters over dollars, and privacy over predators, unquote. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. The Family Research Council has compiled a list of 21 incidents of men assaulting girls and women or violating their privacy in public bathrooms, warning that despite what activists claim, transgender-friendly policies do indeed increase the risk of such crimes, reports the Christian Post. Furthermore, non-discrimination laws that allow people to go into bathrooms based on their, quote, gender identity, unquote, rather than their birth sex, are giving sexual predators the opportunity to exploit their circumstances and commit voyeurism or sexual assault. Family Research Council further noted that the, quote, concern is not that transgendered individuals are more likely to be sexual predators, but rather that sexual predators could exploit such laws by posing as transgendered in order to gain access to women and girls, unquote. Utah labeled pornography as evil, degrading, addictive, and harmful, and said it was a public health crisis. South Dakota and Virginia think so too, reports Relevant Magazine. South Dakota's new resolution, passed unanimously among state lawmakers, says that children are being exposed to porn, quote, at an alarming rate, unquote, while noting that it is also, quote, linked to a lessening desire in young persons to marry, unquote. Virginia's legislature called pornography an epidemic. Proverbs 6:27 asks, can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Planned Parenthood CEO Cecile Richards' annual salary has gone up by a whopping 265% to almost $1 million, reports Life News. Sad to think that one can become a millionaire while advocating for the death of the most vulnerable, the most innocent of civilization, the unborn babies in the womb. Ryan Bomberger in a LifeNews.com column asked, quote, what corporation loses 670,540 clients in less than 10 years, slashes its major services except one up to 59%, increases its president's salary by a whopping 265%, from $360,902 in 2006 to $957,952, and gets praised by the news media, Planned Parenthood, unquote. And that's a special edition of The Worldview on this Monday, February 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Would love to hear from you at adam@theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.